No, you see, a lot of that is people have gotten modern, I think, Bassett, on a lot of this stuff, and the old timers maybe were still keeping house, may have some of those, but when we bought the modern furniture, you see, and I didn't bring anything from the other from the house. They wouldn't let me.
My only antique is that clock.
Anyway. You got me now on furniture.
Well, let me ask you this, while we're on the subject. Have you ever heard of anything called a shippero?
Yes.
Now, what is that?
That was sort of...
It was a shippero.
Now, it wasn't it sort of like a woman?
It was strong on one side and hanging drapes on the other.
It was smaller
than the old wardrobe.
Shippero.
What is your definition of a shiprobe? You've seen it in your country.
Well, what I was talking about, something with drawers on one side.
In a mirror.
Right.
Well, that just kind of just breaks the wardrobe.
Lower, small. Well, that's like the automobile.
Like the
Ford makes so many different kinds. That's your furniture. Shiprobe, wardrobe, don't you think? All together, according to time. Now, what else you got?
Well, did people back then have a place for storage right underneath the roof of the house that you might climb up a ladder to get to, or?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No, that came after.
No.
I believe
God
in that.
No. He's talking inside the room.
Staircase to go up into the up into the attic.
No, I don't mean that. He means like the wall there, that you have to get on a ladder to throw things up in there above you, that protrude out from the wall, right?
Is that, I'm not sure, I don't exactly follow you.
All right. We had them at school. When your space is limited, you had a closet.
Oh.
And above that, with doors.
There's a shelf up above the closet?
Above. Right.
Well, we've got a closet space that way where we hang clothes, and then up at the top we got the doors to open up and put our winter blankets and things up in.
Do you have an attic in this house?
No.
We have an attic.
But we don't use it. We don't call it an attic.
We do call it an attic.
We don't use it.
Well, honey, it's an attic.
Regardless
of whether we're using
it
or not, I've got the
attic.
You put some things up
in
the attic.
Not anymore.
A long time ago.
It's too hot. And I can't climb. My has a disappearing stairway, which quite a few are using. But you know what that is? It's a junk collector. Right, Mildred?
What about having the next room we put on?
Oh, we've got that too. We call it Siberia.
What now?
We call our back room Siberia.
We added a room on to this house. And now it's Fibber McGee room instead of a closet. We call it Siberia.
What do you keep in it?
Junk.
Anything they want to get rid of, they bring over to Mama's. There's a dollhouse sitting on a bed back there.
Now, what else you got?
Have you ever heard anybody call junk plunder?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Oh, plunder,
yeah. I don't know it. He asked me. I don't know it.
Yeah, plunder is just old.
Well, that's what junk is.
Yes, junk. Plunder, yes.
Let me ask you this. Years ago, was there usually one day that women set aside, you know, when they had all their dirty clothes and things like that?
That was Monday. That was usually Monday.
Wash day.
You remember how they used to do that before they had the automatic?
I don't do it, but I've done it.
They had a big boiling pot, a big pot of cast iron. They built a fire outside,